You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, episode N with David Livingston, Dr. Space. The space show itself is here. David, a very good evening to you. We're going to the moon and we're going to look into the future of the moon colony. We welcome Kim Holder, a 3D artist. She is with us because she has a wonderful, rich site that I'm eager to understand. It's called moonwords.com. Moonwords, like towards, but the word moon instead of T-O. Moonwords.com. It is an introduction to the possibility of what it will be like to live in a sub-lunar colony or a sub-Martian colony. Kim, a very good evening to you. The inspiration of this is wonderful. However, explain to us what it is that your, what your mission is to create, why you've taken this upon yourself, and how you are asking others to help you. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I started this because I really felt that the vast majority of people don't realize how important space is going to be in our future. Especially, they don't realize that there will come a point where manufacturing and power production and very large settlements of people will all be located in space, and it will tremendously change our lives here on Earth for the better.
That is a worthy goal. However, this looks like a fun game. So how does that translate into these figures and these scenes of life underground, under lunar?
We worked for a long time to come up with a realistic presentation of how it could be in a distant future. And for a long time, I just worked on making that presentation of a town on the moon, because to me, it was so fascinating. And then it occurred to me that a lot of people could enjoy adding to that kind of vision, and that there wasn't a public space where people could come and explore, operate the machinery, role play living there, build their little house inside the Habs as though they were going to live there, portray their own business, make characters of other people and robots and animals that are all living there in this colony. And it just, over time, I came to realize that the whole thing together would be a wonderful game that could also support the space community, because there are a lot of people out there, especially in the United States, who know how to make all of these things. And because they're engineers these days, they also have a background in 3D programs that they make 3D digital models of all their designs already. So if I could give them a place to put it all together and present in a realistic way how our future is really going to be, it would be wonderful for them and wonderful for the general public to see that.
David?
Kim, when you talk about the general public, and I guess I could be that general public because I don't have a lot of computer and no gaming experience, will I be able to join in and participate too?
Certainly. The thing is that there's going to be many levels of engagement that are possible. The main thing will be a place where anybody can visit it online. We'll set it up even so you can do that through your browser, so you don't have to download anything. And you can simply walk around and see all of the things that other people have created and learn about them by looking at added media that come with all kinds of objects that are in the environment, so you understand how they're supposed to work and how they're important to the whole colony. Or you can go to events and listen to people engaging in debates or presenting new work or telling stories about the future. And if then you decide to get more involved, then there will be a little app you can add onto your game so that you can go through the process of making your home there or making your little business there or making your little figure. There's all kinds of things you could do, but there would be a step-by-step way that you can get more engaged as you become more interested in the world that's around you.
I pull down from the menu projects, and I read through and look at the pictures. They're very handsome. Regolith melters, molten soil reactor, teacup experimental farm, nuclear pod ship, flywheel towers, radiation blind atriums. Are these all events or places in the town that have been created, Kim, by others? Did you do this?
I have created the draft as it is right now because our game is still in a relatively early stage of development. So right now I need to do all these models myself. However, for the most part, they're very closely based on papers I was able to acquire online. Because these days, NASA and the big space universities like Arizona, Colorado School of Mines, they have material online that anybody can go and look at and learn about how these designs would be, especially the regolith melter. The reactor design for that is an ilmenite reactor that produces water and pure iron. That is a design that's been around for decades, and you can find it and figure out how to copy the drawings, technical drawings that are in the papers. And I did that, and I spent quite a while doing that with a lot of things I discovered.
David?
Kim, down the road, might there be schools, and I could teach a class there, either maybe a high school or elementary school class or even a college class?
Inside the game, you mean?
Inside the game, yes.
Yeah, that would certainly be possible. We can already accommodate up to 100 people inside the world at the same time. With a little more development, we'll be able to accommodate thousands of people at the same time. And we'll have areas set aside for people to set up events and templates that they can use to very simply set up a microphone and have a screen behind them to show slides and be able to show models of other things. And we could bring in other people to give them a presentation of the kind of material we have. We could do a tour with them, take them around the colony and show the kinds of things that we've portrayed. We'd love to do all that kind of stuff. The main point of this project is to educate the public about the great possibilities out there.
You have an app, a film app for making movies or graphic novels. So you're looking at creating entertainment value as a Netflix on the moon, something like that. You're imagining that people will pay for entertainment. Pretend. What I like about this, Kim, is that it takes the concept from early days, I believe, in when the computers got fast enough, of having another life, having a, a substitute for yourself, and you've applied it to a project that we know is in our 22nd century future. Do you think of it that way, that this is what it's going to be like? So let's, because we'll never get off the planet. I'm a senior figure, Kim. I'm not going to get to the moon, but this would allow me to participate in some fashion. Is that how you think about it?
That's one level of it, for sure, helping people see how it will be, even if they aren't going to be able to engage in it themselves. The thing is that this future is so important. I wanted to use any possible medium of conveying it that's possible. So storytelling is a great way of involving people who might not be able to engage in it otherwise. And it provides all sorts of inspiration for the people we hope will come in and collaborate on the venture to have something to jump off from, a story that they can extend, something that helps them relate to what this all going to mean, and a way of exciting people about the possibilities, because it's part of a whole beating world. We want to do everything possible to portray this as a full world, a full town with everything in it, that all the activities that a real town would have in space. So there's so much potential out there of people who already know how to do these kinds of things. There are so many games that have already been successful where people spend their time creating secondary realities. There's so much money flowing into this kind of experience of, they've coined the phrase metaverse for this reality where you experience all the kinds of communication, that you do on the regular internet, an environment that you're interacting with on a very intuitive level, so that people can more easily get, information across, and communicate in a more natural way. All these things are possible.
Kim Holder is, and I double that. Kim Holder is the impresario behind Moonwords.com. That's how to find it, Moonwords.com. She is a 3D artist living in Pátzcuaro. Say it for me, Kim.
Pátzcuaro,
Central Mexico. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N, CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables, bright-eyed berry or up and apple flavors.
Bright-eyed berries got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.